This is Carrie Siders with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. We're recording on Wednesday, June the 24th. We've had quite a bit of rain over the last 7 days, and in fact, we've had a lot of injury to cotton associated with those rains from the hard-driving rain. In fact, a lot of this damage has been confused with hail, although we did have some hail damage. A lot of this is just plain old wind damage. It's tattered up the plants, even loss of some terminals and places. But I think, most of this is going to move on. We have lost some acres, like I say, and we've got some acres of dry land that's now going to try to come up. It may or may not have time. On the insect side of things, we're seeing little or no flea hopper activity. We are squaring now. On average, we've got 1 to 2 squares per plant. So our threshold is, pretty high at this point. We really got to protect those squares. In fact, we want to achieve better than 90% retention at this stage of the game. And, so let's take no prisoners on flea hoppers. But right now it's been pretty quiet on all plant bugs. We are seeing a little bit of grasshopper activity along margins of pastures and rangeland, but not a lot of damage yet. I think the wind and rains kind of held them, but keep an eye on that along field margins. I think with this rain and the combination of some good heat, we're really going to see a lot of these fields start to really grow off and stretch out on their internodes. So I would want you to consider putting out a plant growth regulator next week as it dries out a little bit. You can get across a field. I think 6 to 8 ounces starting out is probably sufficient. There's going to be some varieties that may not need it, but I think a good number of the varieties that we grow today probably would be best managed with a plant growth regulator at this stage. It'll help on retention, it'll help on earliness, and I think it'll pay off on maturity at the end of the season. So let's maybe consider 6 to 8 ounces now, and then maybe look at it another 7 to 10 days and see what direction we need to go. If it's blazing hot, we may not need to put any more mepiquat chloride. I like the, kind of a Pentia style that has boron to kind of soften the blow, but consider that. And also combine with the moisture and the temperature, your fertility. And if you have not started your fertility program, I know it's been difficult with this weather, and we've been concentrating on just getting stands. But let's get started pre-bloom. We're probably not going to be blooming until after July 15th, 20th, probably at the earliest. But let's get started now. Let's get ahead of the curve and not behind the curve. This is Carrie Siders. Have a good day.
This is John Toby with Bailey, Castro, and Palmer counties. We are seeing a lot more flea hoppers than everybody else is seeing, I guess. I actually had to spray a field the other day for at Hart. In corn, we see old spider mite colonies, and we have some new populations starting to bud up from those. But I think the beneficials are doing a great job, and they're really coming in high numbers. I'm seeing parasitic wasps. I'm seeing predaceous thrips. We're seeing all kinds of ladybug activity. We're seeing everything out there with the beneficials are that kind of hosted on those thrips for the longest time. And then now as these spider mites start to move in a little bit, we're having those beneficials in that bank of beneficials able to combat all those pests that go into corn. Seeing anything all the way up to V10, V11 in corn. Sorghum that I have, V9, V10, no aphids yet. Fingers crossed they take their time and don't actually hit us too hard this year. And
this is Dagan Teague, IPM agent for Floyd and Crosby counties. And as the other counties are seeing a lot more pests, we just aren't seeing the numbers quite yet. And with the good rain that we got the other day, I mean, we're seeing maybe one flea hopper in one field or maybe one Liguus bug. And we're at a match head squaring in some fields and just not quite seeing the pressure yet, but definitely need to keep an eye out for Liguus and flea hoppers for sure.
This is Blaine Reed, IPM agent in Hale Swisher County. So even though we've had some rains come across the area, we've had some real personal hails and high winds that Carrie talked about really beat us up in stretches. And outside of those areas, we didn't get very much rain, probably just enough to to finish off ruining most of the dry land seed, not enough to get anything established that way. So in some spots, we are starting to see cotton stretch out. We're getting some bigger match head squares here and there. We still have some later fields that we're still worried about thrips on. But that population is kind of dwindling some, and beneficials are sure helping out there. We are picking up some flea hopper populations. We haven't had to treat anything yet. Most of our square drop is still below that 10% or 90% retention that Kerry mentioned. And most of that's attributed to weather, but we have picked up some, you know, 10, 20% terminals infested with those flea hoppers, with threshold being about 30% with over that 10% square drop. We haven't had to treat anything yet, but we are watching real close, and the week's only halfway over so far. Moving to corn, sorghum, you know, we've got anything from about to be replanted up to about V11, V12 on some of the corn, and I haven't seen a whole lot of pests out there. Weather ragged up, but the corn seems like it's taking it a whole lot better. Even some of the hail, it's regrowing through a lot of that. Same with the sorghum, and not a whole lot of pests out there on those yet with our beneficials building. Haven't made any note of spider mites or the red mite that we're expecting to pop up on us any day now. Yeah, so in that sorghum, while we're not seeing a whole lot of pests, we did get an alert from Dr. Pat Porter in Lubbock. His fall armyworm trap numbers earlier this week were really high, so he's got a lot of moth activity happening down there. And usually when that happens next week or two, we start seeing those fall armyworms doing some whorl stage feeding damage to primarily probably sorghum and maybe some non-BT corn. But all in all, we haven't seen that yet. Still pretty quiet, but we'll be watching for those things. And, you know, a lot of those whorl stage plants can take a lot of damage. So maybe we shouldn't be too nervous about it. Just don't let them get too carried away. So Kerry mentioned some PGRs. I think on some of this cotton, that match head square stage, it's starting to turn around and look pretty good, even though it's a little bit late. It's probably not a bad idea to consider maybe a blanket treatment on some of that irrigated stuff that we're going to push. So I certainly want to mention that. Behind a lot of our irrigations and what rain we've got, if we were a little bit behind due to the year on getting a lot of our residual herbicides out, I'm seeing a major flush of little pigweeds. I was in a field over by Claytonville, close to Floyd County and Briscoe County the other day, where I'm betting we had 3 dozen pigweeds emerging behind an irrigation and a little bit of rain over there, even though we thought we had residual out. You know, things move on us and wash on us a little bit, especially if we've had to plow and sand fight some. So that's something we want to jump on pretty quick and not let those weeds get very much size to them. Even an older, say, a Roundup top spray will work a whole lot better on a weed that's hard to see from the road than it is when it gets over 4 inches tall or so. So that should wrap us up for the week. This is Blaine Reed, Helen Swisher Counties. Thank you.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.